1966, July 1966, Judah Bhavabhad in New York City formed the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Incorporated. And as Judah Bhavabhad mentioned this morning, he was asked to call it the International Society for God Consciousness. But he did not take that advice. And stuck to the principles of this Guru Maharaj, we called our society the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. At that time, the Divine Grace outlined the purposes for the society. We wanted to read them tonight to show that actually they have all come true. That on this 10th anniversary, all the purposes of our society actually are being fulfilled or already have been. The first one was to systematically propagate spiritual knowledge to society at large, to educate all people in the technique of spiritual life, in order to check the imbalance of values in life, and to achieve real unity and peace in the world. Second, to propagate a consciousness of Krishna as it is revealed in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. The third, to bring the members of the society together with each other and nearer to Krishna with prime entity, and thus to develop the idea within the members and humanity at large that each soul is part and parcel of the quality of Godhead, Krishna. Fourth, to teach and encourage the Sankirtan movement, congregational chanting of the holy name of God, as revealed in the teaching of the Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To erect for the members and for the society at large a holy place of transcendental pastimes dedicated to the personality of Godhead. To bring the members closer together for the purpose of teaching a simpler and more natural way of life. And last, with a view towards achieving the aforementioned purposes, to publish and distribute periodicals, magazines, books, and other writings. So we can see that actually the Pampa has now almost 100 centers in ashrams around the world. This has been established in less than 10 years. One gentleman, was saying, I think I'm talking about the society is going to spread all over the world. He was doubtful. And I explained to him that what we had done already was done in 10 years in yoga. If I can understand. He was thinking it has been done in 20, 30, or 40 years like that. And he was so surprised to see that actually in 10 years only, all this has been accomplished. And about revealing the Krishna's, or consciousness of Krishna is revealed in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, still Prabhupada's books are now printed in almost 15 languages around the world. Distributed in the millions every year. In the United States, and Europe, and South America, and in Africa, the Mediterranean, every country in the world is now benefited by Srila Prabhupada's translation. So that's purpose of this, yes. To bring the members of society close together, he has always taught us that our whole society is based on love and trust. Although sometimes hindered by our past bad activities and bad habits, we have actually come more and more to that conclusion ourselves. As we have banded together to help Srila Prabhupada push this movement. We've had to base our relationship with each other on love and trust. Otherwise, it could not have happened. I've seen personally so many people gathered together under one roof who would never speak to each other in the material world, who would never even see each other, would never cross each other's path. But in Krishna consciousness, all these things are forgotten because of the common denominator of Krishna. And everyone bands together in love and trust. To teach and encourage Sankirtan, there's probably a person who travels anywhere who hasn't seen Sankirtan in every major city in the Western world. Now I'm in India, now in Africa. People see us everywhere. One time a boy said to me, I asked him, how many devotees do you think, full-time devotees, do you think we have in this room? This was here in Washington several years ago. And the boy said, bother us. Come on, just say to you. All right. 2 million? Because of your energy, because your power of God's energy is quickening all of his disciples, it appears that they are millions. People think they see us all over the world. Actually, they're simply distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. So that means he has kept that promise. That purpose has been kept.
and to erect for the members of the society in general holy places of pilgrimage. How did it accomplish? We have seen these tremendous structures and temples going up in India almost overnight. In Vrindavan, the land of Krishna, in Mayapur, the land of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And now so many projects, including more projects in India. This is the summer. The Prabhupada can say. To remind you that so many so-called gurus come and they make promises and they take money. And then they are gone. In a few years they are gone. They are bound to be smuggling things in their suitcase, or they are bound to be telling lies to their promises and their purposes. So we find that Srila Prabhupada has kept his promises and purposes. He has 10 years of proven. To bring the members closer together to teach them a simple, more natural way of life has also been accomplished, because Srila Prabhupada has now established a number of farm projects throughout the world. Started in Vrindavan, which I'm showing today. About 1,500 acres ashram, with over 150 members, has been flourishing for 6 or 7 years already. So that purpose has been accomplished. And with a view toward achieving the aforementioned purposes, to publish and distribute periodicals, magazines, books, and other writings, Srila Prabhupada has published so many things, from the Easy to Make, Murder Plans, his first published book, which is still the best seller, Easy Journey to Other Planets. Prabhupada Yoga System, so many of these books are continuing to be published after 10 years. Ever fresh, ever new. They're being passed out now in small towns and villages. Every year, the movement is spreading. So every one of these purposes, the Srila Prabhupada, when he made these statements, in effect, it was a manifesto to the government. If this is the purpose that I have come to your country for these high ideals, for these great ideals, and this is my promise. The Srila Prabhupada has made a promise to the American people, and actually he has kept his promise. And now, it's upon our shoulders to somehow or another try to repay this tremendous debt. Actually, it can never be paid. The obligation of spiritual knowledge can never be paid. The majority of people don't know the obligation that they have to the bottom of. But those of us who have some understanding, we must, somehow or another, repay to the bottom of the way it is done. So that is now our promise. We promise that we will carry out these desires for the rest of our lives. We promise that these purposes that he has outlined for the International Society of Christian Conscience, that he himself has kept almost single-handed. He was telling us how he couldn't arrive on the boat. Before Srila Prabhupada got off the boat, he distributed it to his body. The boat captain. He was saying, I'm asking 40 rupees. Mm-hmm. I cannot do anything with rupees in this country, so I must sell some books and get some American money. So he asked the ship captain for $16 for these books, the first set of Mother Time, and the captain gave him 20. I was just talking about a set of examples that our meeting was about to follow the example. But it's a set of examples that we want to do.
Anybody else?
That the spiritual master is not elected by popularity votes. Because there are so many spiritualists in the world, so teachers in the world, none of them can compare to the recognition of God. So by the mercy of Krishna, we are wandering in this mysterious interest. Ramananda Gaurini, Param Bhagavanda Ji, Guru Krishna Prasad in Maya Bhagavanda Ji. You have 8,400,000 different species of life. You many entities for sense monitoring. We're all looking at the abominable conditions of life. And finally, by the mercy of Krishna, one comes in contact with a bona fide guru, a bona fide representative of God. And then there's an opportunity. By the mercy of the Son, of the Guru, and by the mercy of Guru, one can get free devotional service. So this opportunity is now present for the whole world. Prabhupada's plan, not for himself, but for our benefit, practically in his future, that Sri Prabhupada, his movement, is simply to benefit us, so we can go back to God after Krishna. Therefore, we need to sacrifice everything to the satisfaction of Krishna. This is the highest perfection of love. Bhāra sarasi sāpani 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 ha. No sāni yadhi yadhi sāpani rikema. Atāptu kriyat vijya shayitra vāna asana di bhāgata. Sarasi sāpani 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 sāpani. The highest perfection of life is not to become sannyasi. Not to become, you know, not to become king. It's not to become anything in the material world. All of these different positions, they're just like bubbles. They're bound to pop at any moment. The waves, at any instant they pop. But the highest perfection of life is some to your honey bones to see Krishna. And Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita in the 18th chapter that there is no one more dear to me in this world than someone who is teaching the devotees how to surrender unto Krishna. So, obviously, there is no one more dear in this entire world, entire universe, to Krishna than Srila Prabhupada. And, just speaking from my own experience, I know that Krishna, although I may not be qualified as a disciple or very elevated spiritual life, but this much I can know from my association, working with Srila Prabhupada, that Srila Prabhupada is indeed directly the representative of the Krishna Manichae Sadhana. Therefore, you can take the discussion of our life and soul. It is not different from Krishna's discussion. Therefore, it is stated that Yasha Prasadam and Bhagavan Prasadam, that if you can get the mercy of the spiritual master, Yasha Prasadam and Manichae, without the mercy of the spiritual master, there is no problem. It's right if you disregard Krishna's discussion. So how can we approach Krishna? Similarly, if you disregard the instruction of Srila Prabhupada, it is impossible to approach Krishna. The instruction is not this. The Prabhupada is so kind of teaching us repeatedly, day after day, driving us into our very dull brains because there's so much sinful activity. But nonetheless, Prabhupada, like a loving father, he is guiding us gently, always encouraging us, that, come on! This life in the morning, come on, come back to Godhead. Take up the Krishna consciousness, it is the eternal life. By doing this, you'll be happy, and everyone will be happy. And the highest regret will be that Krishna will be pleased by our activity. So, this is not a Krishna, and we have it everyone also. Thank you to the Prabhupada for the golden opportunity of engaging in the Krishna liturgy. We pray that by your mercy and by your mercy, glory, and honor, we be able to be stronger and made it faster in those streets, so that somehow we will be able to fulfill these goals. Of your heart.
Gyananjana Salapaya. Chakshu Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Sayana Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadam. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale. So I am a Rupa Pada Mayam Dadati Padantam. This woman is Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared on this earth 500 years ago in Bengal, Navadvip, to spread this Krishna consciousness. Although this movement is not new, this Krishna consciousness movement was started by Krishna himself. Apparently, the Krishna consciousness movement was started by Krishna himself in the battlefield of Kurukshetra 5,000 years ago. And he says that this Krishna consciousness movement, I spoke to the Sun God long, long years ago. Imam Vivasati Yugam Pratavan Aham Abhayam. This is Abhay. Abhay means which is never diminished or destroyed. Boy means which is destroyed. And Krishna says, this yoga system, this is yoga system, bhakti yoga. Yoga means to connect, to add, yoga. So, at the present moment, we are almost disconnected. Not exactly disconnected, forgotten. Our relationship with Krishna or God. God means Krishna and Krishna means God. Yeah. In the human society, there are many different types of yoga systems. Just to reconnect our relationship with Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, there is strength, different deeds, Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Hatha Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, Bhakti Yoga. All of them are yoga. But there are different stages. Yoga means to connect or to link up to the Supreme and to improve. Now, suppose he is in the topmost platform, everyone is trying to go there. Momo Vatvanu Vatanti Manusha Pata Sarvasa. Krishna says, everyone is trying to come to me. But just like the person is on the top floor. So the staircase is one. Somebody has crossed 10 steps, somebody has crossed 20 steps, somebody has crossed 100 steps, but one has to go to fulfill, say, 1,000 steps. There are different yoga systems. Everyone is trying to go to the top of that floor. Mamo Bhatvanu Bhatvanti Manushya Pātva Sarva. He is bad. So, in the Kali Yuga, especially, to come to the highest platform of yoga perfection, step by step, it is a little difficult. Actually, to practice yoga, one has to undergo so many austerities, penances, rules, regulations. That is all described in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. How yoga should be practiced. It is recommended that yogi should sit down in a secluded place, sacred place. So, in India still, those who are actually yogis, at least those who are trying to follow the yoga system, real yoga system means dhyanavasya-chitta-vritti-na-manasa-prasthanti-yam-yogi. Yogina, those who are yogis, they sit down in a secluded place, alone. This is yoga practice is not possible in a fashionable city. That is not possible. It is to be executed alone. You still will find in India many places, Haridwar. There are many yogis, they are sitting alone. They have nothing to do with this material world. And dhyanavasthita, and not only for 1, 2, 3 years, but for many 100 years. Still, many yogis come during Kumbh Mela. Their age is 300 years, 400 years, 500 years old. It is possible. It is possible by exercising the breathing, one can prolong his life. That is called samadhi. If you can stop your breathing, then you enhance your duration of life. That is possible. Therefore, you will find the picture of the yogis, they are controlling the breathing. Because everyone has got a destined breathing period. By superior arrangement, so if you don't spend your breathing, then you will prolong your life. This is it. If you continue in samadhi, don't breathe, that then is, you know, just like you have got a bank balance, $1,000. If you don't spend it, then the $1,000 is there. Or out of $1,000 you spend one, it's still, you have 999. So the yoga practice is to control, the breathing period. And this breathing can be controlled if you can control your senses. Otherwise, it is not possible. Especially sex. Everyone has got experience. While sex life one enjoys, breathing is very heavy. Very, very heavy. So, he loses the balance of his breathing. So the first practice of yoga is yoga indriya samyama, to control the senses. That is all described in the Bhagavad Gita, 6th chapter. So, this yoga system was possible in the Satya Yuga. And it is possible for the Mahasakti. If one or two persons practices yoga, the practice is there, the system is there, but it is not possible for the general public. It is not possible. So, in the Shastra we find Pitaja Dhyato Vishnu. Real yoga system, I have already explained, that yoga Indriya Samyama. Or by meditation, to see the Supreme Lord always within the heart. Dhyana Bhakti Satanta Gatena Manasa Pashantiyam Yogina. In trance, you will find yogis with picture that trance in meditation, completely silent, stop breathing and sing the Supreme Personality of Lord Vishnu within the heart. This is actual yoga system. But it was possible to be executed in the Satya Yuga. Satya Yuga means when people used to live for 100,000 years. That was possible. That was Valmiki Muni. He executed yoga system for 60,000 years. Because he was to live for 100,000 of years. So, it was not very difficult to engage oneself in 60,000 of years. But that is not possible in this age. Therefore, Shastra says, Pritega Dhyato Vishnu Pritayana Jagato Makhai Dapare Parichajaya Kalo Tad Hari Kirtana. Kalo, in this Kali Yuga, when people are very, very fallen, Manda Samanda Matayo Manda Bhagya Jupadda. They are very unfortunate also. And Mandabhagya. And all the unfortunate, they are disturbed by so many external factors. So it is very difficult to execute yoga system or yoga system. That is why it is very costly affair. Or even Asan, temple worship. It is also very difficult because people are not very much interested even worshipping the deity in the temple. In India, there are thousands and thousands of temples. temple and mosque or church at the same time for offering prayers, obeisances to the Lord. People are losing interest in that. Achal Mark. There are many temples I have seen There is no caretaker. People are losing interest. Many temples. They are open. A dog is living within the temple and passing through and singing. So people are gradually losing interest. In temple masturbation, what to speak of yoga or offering sacrifices, everything is now finished. Therefore, kalautat hariti sama. This is the condition. That system was introduced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because other systems will not be successful in this age. May be successful in one or two cases, but not for the general mass of people. Therefore, Shastra recommends there are different incarnations of God, but one incarnation is there. It is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam and other places also, in Upanishad, in Mahabharata. These are approved Vedic scriptures. The Vedic knowledge is summarized in the Vedanta system. Brahma Sutra, everything done by Vyasa. And in order to protect the sanctity of Vedanta, because there are so many Buddhist persons, they are distorting the purpose of Vedanta Sutra. Therefore, Vyasadeva, under the instruction of the spiritual master Nara, he personally wrote a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced these two things, Sankirtan and Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srimad Bhagavatam means the expansion of Bhagavad Gita. Next slide, in the Bhagavad Gita you will find at the last stage, Krishna says, Karo dharman paristajya mamitam saranam bhaja. And Srimad Bhagavatam also begins from that point. Srimad Bhagavatam gives into that sense, dharma prodhita kaitavatra. All fitting type of religious system kicked out. Prodhita. Prodhita means that as you sweep over the floor and all the dust is thrown. That is called prodhita. Pratishtha rupena ujit. So, this system, to accept the real principles of religion. That is Krishna's explained. It is explained by Krishna that Krishna came, appeared. Why? What is the purpose of Krishna's appearing? Sometimes they argue, it is class on that. The God cannot come. So why God cannot come? God is your father's servant, that he cannot come. You are ordering. If he cannot come, how is God? God can do everything. Why you say the God cannot come? He is not under your rules and regulations. Then he is not God. God can come. But say, yes, I come. Tada-dada-dhi-dharma-sat-plani-bhavati-bhāya. Abhutthāna-madharma-sat-tadātmānam-sujāmi-ham. परित्राणाम साधुना विनाशाय दुखिता धर्म संस्थापनार्था युगे युगे संभव तो आई बात करना था When God says yes, I come for this purpose. This is my mission. Yadadadadi dharmasat glani bhavut. What is that glani? Glani means this purpose. It's not the principles of religion's plan. It is not executed properly. That is called glani. So what is dharma? A simple definition. Is given. Dharmantu sāsād bhagavat pranītam. Dharma means the law given by God. Just three words. God and His words. So if you do not know who is God, if you do not know what is His order, then we are lost. If you do not know God, and if you just like if you do not know what is the government, and if you do not know what is the order of government, then where you are? Where is your position? If come in, every state a mistake, and we shall suffer. So we must know what is dharma. A cat, dog cannot understand God. But a human being is supposed to understand God. Law books are made for the human being, not for the cats and dogs. Tip to the left or tip to the right, the signboard is there in the street, or the red light is there, blue light is there. For whom? For the human being, not for the cats and dogs. The cats and dogs may disobey. There is no criminality on them because they are cats and dogs. So there is law of God. There is God. If human being does not know what is God and what is the law of God, then he is no better than the cats and dogs. We must know. Karmantu sāpsād bhagavat pranītam. So that law is being instructed by the God. That is Bhagavad Gita. Taro dharmān parityajya māmetam karma. Yadā yadā hi dharma sattrāni bhava. Dharma samasthāpanārtha. So, Krishna did not come to establish some sectarian religious system. That is not God. God is for everyone. God is not for the Hindus, for the Muslims, for the Christian, or anyone. God is for everyone. He is for animals, trees, plants, aquatics, insects, everyone. Because he claims, Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, sarva-jomishu kaunteya sambhamanti mutrayoja tasana mahajyami brahma ahama bija pradaptita. Krishna said, actually, that is the fact. If you study only this verse, There are so many forms of life, beginning from grass, that you have to learn. The grass is coming from the earth. The trees are coming from the earth. The animal, four-legged animals, they are eating grass. They are forming semilla. They are discharging the semilla. And they animal species of life are coming. We are eating either eating the animal or the vegetable. We are also begetting children. The origin is from the earth. काखान महजनिक ब्रह्म महत्त्व तो वी कैन सी प्रैक्टिकली दैट दिस सिंसा देयर सो मेनी डिफरेंट वैरायटीज ऑफ लाइफ जलजा नवलखानी स्थावरा लख विंशति किमय रुद्र संसता देयर ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज एक्वाटिक नाइन हंड्रेड थाउजेंड forms of life within the water. Jalaja, Navalakhan, everything accurate. Thavara Lakhavinshati, the three plants that stand in Thavara. That is very great punishment. Those who are very, very sinful, they have to take birth as trees and plants and stand up for thousands of years. Material nature's punishment. A small ant, it can move, but a big tree cannot move. That is punishment. Just like in our childhood, we have been punished by the teacher, stand up on the bench. It is like that. So in this way, Krishna, a God, if you simply study this land, then so many living entities are coming out of the earth, either water or land or earth or anything, they are coming out. So their offspring and material nature is the mother. Krishna says that. Sarvodho rishu kaunseya sammahvanti muhtayaja tathana mohadjani mahatattva. Joni, mother. So where is the father? The children are there. The mother is there. The next inquiry should be where is the father? That is natural. Without father, the mother is sitting with a child. Nobody can say the child has no father. If somebody says that I do not see the father, how can I believe? That is foolishness. You believe or not believe, you see or not see, there must be father. This is the conclusion. This is theory. That this world is going on, that everything is coming out of the mother earth, then there must be father. And that father is present. Aham bija pradapita, I am the father. So it is our misfortune that we do not recognize the father. So it may be, how can I recognize my father? Ask your mother. All Vedic literature say, here is Father, Krishna Sur Bhagavan, Ishara Paramakrishna, Krishnan, Anadi Dadi Bhuvinda Sarukarma. So you find that the Vedic literature, Krishna, is the when Arjuna understood Bhagavad Gita, he addressed Krishna in the same chapter. Parabrahma paramadhama pavitam paraham bhavam purusham sattatam adhyam. And he also confirmed that I am accepting that parabrahma paramadhama. The people may be in doubt because I am your friend. So they may say out of friendship to God or affection, out of sentiment, he is speaking like that. But Krishna is supreme, but Arjuna immediately rectifies his impression that not only myself, But great authority like that is Nara Pushita. They are also what Vasin is also. He is a bear. He is a giver of. He is knowledge. So he is accepted. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, he is writing. He is Kamsukala Pumsa, Pushtatru Bhagavan. He has given description of the incarnation of God. Then he concludes that all these incarnations, they are part and parcel of primary expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the name which I mentioned as Krishna, that Godhead, Krishna Sur Bhagavan, he is original personality of God. That is practice. We have practice. And Arjuna also is a science of Brahmi. You are a personality. That Mattap Parataram Nanna Kinshita Sri Dhanasya. That is, come on, superior authority. Then, well, this is Krishna. So, this Krishna consciousness moment means to find out the Supreme Path. Supreme Path. That is the Saman Chavasthana. If we do not know who is our father, that is not a very good thing. At least in India, it is a custom. If somebody cannot say his father's name, he is not the Christian. And in the system in the court, that you write your name, you must write your father. That is Indian system. And the name, his own name, his father's name, and his village. This is some I think this system may be for them in other countries. But India is the system. The first name is his own name. The second name is his father. And the third name is the village of the country where he is born. The father, as we must know, the father. That is Krishna consciousness. If we remain forgetful of our father, that is not a very good thing. And what kind of father? Parabrahma, Parabrahma. The richest. Not the poor father who cannot see his children. Not that father. He goes a bahunam, buddhadhati kama. That father is so rich that he alone is feeding billions and billions and billions. In Africa, there are hundreds of millions of elephants in this city. And within the row, there is a hole that maybe millions of ants feed on. He goes over to the town. These are the basic information. So, human life. And for himself, he is God. What is his God? He is God. What is our relationship with him? This is Vedanta. Vedanta does not mean that talk some nonsense and no relationship with the God. So, whatever it is, if you do not know who is your father, Brahma Sana Chita Punta Vishakshi in a Patata. No father is a thing to be, so he is. This is that one. And Krishna says, Veda is to Sati. Oh. So you become Vedanti, that's very nice. In the beginning of Vedanta, he says, that the absolute truth is there, from whom everything comes. Tathāgata Brahma Jijñāsa. This is the beginning. Now, the human life is meant for understanding what we should do. Jijñāsa. One should inquire. What is the absolute? That is human life. To find out the absolute. So, the next sutra immediately says, the absolute truth is that which is the source of everything. And what is that everything? Which two things in mind, animate and inert. Practically. Some of them are animate and some of them inanimate. Two things. Now you can expect the variety that generates. And two things are there. So, these two things, you see, there is a concept about animate and inanimate. So we have to inquire now. Whether this whole of two things, animate and inanimate, and inanimate, what is the position? Position is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Janma adrasya jataha annaya artita ratasya atritu avijya. This is explained. The original source of everything is avijya. How? Annaya two or three, two. If I have created something, I know everything, all details. On my art, directly, all details. If I have manufactured something, suppose if I know some special cooking, then I know all the details, how to do it. That is good. Oh, that was in Krishna. Krishna says, Evaham Samitita. I know it. Heart present. Hatta Sarvam Prabhupada. Aham Adi Evaha. According to creation, beauty, not any bad, Brahma Vishnu Bhagavan. So, these are the principal devata. So, Vishnu is the original. How are the king people? The creation, but Maharishna. Then from Maharishna, there is Bhagavata Sai Vishnu. From Bhagavata Sai Vishnu, there is Pirodha Sai Vishnu. Expansion of Vishnu. And from him, Brahma comes. Brahma is born out of Bhagavata Sai Vishnu. The lotus class. Then he gives birth to Rudra. This is the explanation of creation. Krishna says, Aham Adi Deva. He is also origin of Vishnu. Because from the Shastra we say, Krishna Sru Bhagavasa, the original personality of Godhead. And first expansion of Krishna is Baladev. Then from him is Chaturbhuja Vasudev Sankarsana. Then Narayana second Chaturbhuja. And from second Chaturbhuja Sankarsana Maharishnu. In this way, you have to learn the Shastras. You'll find that actually, as it is said in the Shastra, Krishna Sru Bhagavan Sayam, and Krishna says, Aham Adivhi Devana, Aham Sarvatsa Prabhava, Matha Sarvam Prabhattate, and Arjuna said, Parabrahma Paramatthama, Paritam Paramatthama. So you have to ask this. Shastra to Pushyat, you have to see through this Shastra and to learn Shastra. Then you find Krishna to Bhagavan Sam. So, this Krishna Pasha says, come back, means to present to the human society the Supreme Personality of God. This is Bhakti movement. So, he started this movement in 1996, registering it, Rupanuga Prabhu has already said. So, take this movement very seriously. He said, Krishna started within the historical 5,000 years ago. And he started this movement with Arjuna as his disciple. Then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 500 years ago, he revived again the same movement. He started himself, and that is going on. Don't think that this is a manufactured movement. It is the authorized movement and confirmed by the authorities. Mahajana Jiva Dasa Pandha. There are Mahajans mentioned in this chapter. So, be this part in Krishna consciousness movement and try to understand Krishna. We have got so many literatures, authorized literatures, and make your life. Thank you.